Dan Duva, Gary Lawless coming to you from City National Arena, Studio 31 here in downtown Summerlin on what is a beautiful Monday, March the 18th, 2024. It is not only a beautiful day here in Las Vegas. Gary, did you look at the weather? It's going to be in the mid-70s all week. This is great. What a time of year as we go down the stretch. 15 games to go in the National Hockey League's regular season.
Can't decide what I'm more excited about this week. There are a variety of things. The weather. Vegas plays Tampa tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brett Howden's sitting right beside
Brett Howden's about to join us
one
here.
One of my all-time favorite Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen.
The boss.
The boss is here, and I have tickets, and you have tickets.
Yes.
Friday night, T-Mobile.
Yeah.
You may be the star tomorrow and Thursday. Not on Friday, my friend.
Brett Howden is here in studio with us, and thanks for everybody joining on Fox Sports Las Vegas over the air at 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, and all across the Golden Knights streaming channels. Brett, it was just hours ago that the Golden Knights pulled off what Gary and I were talking about as one of the most impressive performances for the team in recent memory, maybe since the All-Star break. How did you guys do it against the New Jersey Devils last night?
Yeah, well, I think after the Calgary game, we definitely wanted to come back with a big game for ourselves and feel good about ourselves. And obviously, where we're at in the standings, we need all the points that we can get. So, you know, it was a big game for us. And every game moving forward here is a big game. And we just want to keep building our game. And, you know, last night was a really good start for that.
Those Sunday afternoon games, I love them because, you know, often I'll bring my family, and then we'll, you know, because we're already on the strip, we'll like say, okay, let's go for dinner, and we'll go for dinner somewhere. Last night we cooked instead. Anyways, you had your family there yesterday. Yeah. That must be fun for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My son's been to a few games, but. Typically, they're a little too late, so he gets a little cranky by the time he's home. But yesterday with the early game, it was pretty fun for him and my wife to be there and to be able to see him after the game and, you know, go home with him was pretty cool.
What's your son's name?
Charlie.
Charlie,
yeah.
And how old is Charlie now?
Charlie is turning one next month.
What do the players call him? What do your teammates call him? Howitzer. I've heard the howitzer a few times.
What, the little one? Him the howitzer? I don't know. There's a ton of nicknames, so I don't even know where to begin with that.
Is he on his way to becoming a hockey player yet?
it's
never too soon.
Yeah, I know. He's got a little Vegas Golden Knights mini stick, and he's got a little ball that he doesn't really play with, but he chews on.
Yeah.
So there's a start.
Yeah, playing right into it.
You have a big family, and so does your wife. It's one of the things that, you know, I've been lucky enough to know you for quite a while. The Winter Classic, for instance, you had your wife's family in for that as well, and your family. Family's important to you.
Yeah, first and foremost, for sure. Our families mean everything to us. It's the only reason I am where I am today is just because of my family and all the support. And, you know, I'm the youngest of four, so is my wife. So for us, it was pretty cool. We had the coolest siblings ever growing up, and we both felt like that. And I think that's why we both want to have a big family is, you know, just how we were raised. And you know, for us to have our own little one now, it's pretty special. It's pretty cool. And, you know, every day is a great day.
What are the barbecues like in Oak Bank in the summertime?
they're good. My dad runs he's got a lot of toys at home. He's got a smoker, a pizza oven, the barbecue in the back. He's got it all. So, whenever we're home in the summer, we like to do, you know, some big family nights at his place. And, you know, my parents love that. They love when everyone comes over. And actually, the same thing for my wife. We go over to their place, and they do the same thing out on their farm.
Do you ever get everybody, like your four siblings and her four siblings, together?
Usually once a summer, we get everybody together. Everybody's pretty much around the same age. So it's always fun getting everyone together. And then especially all the kids. We have lots of nieces and nephews. So You know, when we get everyone together, it's a bit of a zoo going on, but it's a lot of fun.
I think Gary's lobbying for an invitation.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Howie, come on.
Well, I tell you, one way to ensure that everybody gets together is to bring the Stanley Cup. I mean, that'll probably bring everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That was the one main meet and greet this last summer, which was a pretty fun one.
Yeah, and let me tie the two things together, Brett. You talk about growing up, how family is so important and remains now. How does that upbringing translate to your hockey family? You know, you're fortunate, you know, many of us are fortunate to grow up with great families that are very close, and I'd imagine that leads into how you create bonds with people in your hockey life.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially, you know, being away from, you know, your hometown in the summer or where you grew up your whole life, it really is important having a close team and you know, being together every day. And I've been very fortunate wherever I've played, that, you know, I've been part of a close group, and, you know, I think this group here is the closest I've ever been a part of. So, you know, that's obviously super special. And then obviously winning with that type of a group even makes it better. So, yeah, I think, you know, not only for the players, but even for the wives, just, you know, for them to have each other, especially when we're on the road, for them to lean on each other and you know, while family's all away, it's like a big happy family here. So, it's been incredible, and, you know, I've really enjoyed my time here.
You know, recently, the way the team has played, you have won 3 out of 4, and that kind of gets lost a little bit. I think because of the way it went against Buffalo, Columbus, and then Calgary, there was, you know, some discussion about, you know, and amongst yourselves too, about, you know, the want and the hunger and that sort of thing. Is it helpful at all for you to think back? Like, remember how emotional you were after you won the Stanley Cup?
Mm-hmm.
Is it helpful for you to remember how great it was to win? Because no less than Ken Danico, who was, you know, in the press box yesterday, was talking about how when they won the Stanley Cup, it was hard to play the regular season the next year after. But if you get in the playoffs, you're gonna automatically feel that juice again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can already start to feel it. It's coming down to the wire here. We've put ourselves in a position that I think, obviously, we, you know, didn't want to, you know, be in a wild card spot right now, but that's where we're at, and we understand that. And you know, we got some big games coming ahead, but you know, we're still, you know, we're building our game to get where we want. Last year, we built our game all the way up to the finals, and I think that it, you know, it's a process, but right about now is when it starts to really kick in. And yeah, like you said, when you get that taste, well, I think Martinez told me last year, you know, how cool it was to win for the first time. He said it gets even better the more you win. So just to hear that, you know, obviously you want it more and more, but just to hear that, you know, it's pretty cool, because it, you know, gives you, you know, more drive. And, you know, I think, yeah, just, you know, lots of us were winning it for the first time last year. It was a whole whirlwind. It was crazy. But, you know, to hear Marty say that, obviously, you know, it'd be pretty special to do it again.
You were overcome. Like, when I approached you on the ice after the game, you were emotional.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was very emotional. I mean, your whole life, you know, as a kid, you're on the outdoor rinks or wherever you're playing, that's all you dream about. You talk about the Stanley Cup and, you know, pretending to win it, and being players that, you know, have won it. And then so just afterwards being down there and, you know, seeing my family come out, you know, it was really emotional, and it was one of the best days of my life. It was unbelievable. Next to having my son, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, what a year. What a few months.
that was crazy. We had Charlie 3 days before the Jet series, and then it was crazy. Going back to Winnipeg to play my hometown in the playoffs, and then, you know, winning series after series, and then eventually winning. It was it kind of felt like a blur, but it was incredible.
What do you spend more time with, looking at, or your Stanley Cup ring, or the replica trophy?
Yeah, well, you know what. Whenever people come to town, like my family and stuff, a lot of them haven't seen it, so I'll bring it out to show them, and everyone's so excited about the ring, which I am too. It's unbelievable. But just to see the Stanley Cup, I think, with all of our names on it, it's pretty special. It's so cool. You know, to even have that as a, you know, as a memory, just to see all of our names on it is remarkable. But you know, both are unbelievable, but you know, to have the little Stanley Cup sitting out is a pretty cool reminder.
So our names are not on the, we're not the among the 52, but our names are on Dan's name's on his replica, yeah, and my name's
so
on
I gotta
my
ask
replica.
Gary, so yeah. Gary, on your bookshelf, which side faces out? Is it everybody's name or is it your name?
It's everybody's name.
That's what I did too. You can turn it around and you can see you can see your own name. You
know, but I'll be honest with you, like, I was very excited when I got my ring. I'd been lucky enough to get a championship ring in the Canadian Football League as well, which is for Canadians, those are two pretty cool things. CFL and the NHL.
Yeah,
but when I got the replica, like, I raced home and put it up. Like, it's and it's not we're not a we don't have a lot of trophies hanging around the house. This one's in
no, like, trophy room at Gary's house.
No, but this one is in, like, you walk into my house,
there it is.
You're gonna see it.
Spotlights.
It does have a spotlight playing,
smoke signals come through. You know, Brett, you mentioned Alec Martinez. I mean, he's got his name on the real Stanley Cup three times, and he's talked to us, and I should mention Braden McNabb in this conversation too. He was not a player on the 2012 Kings, but he was a black ace. He just come over, so he was around that team. They win in 2012. The next year, 2013, they went down to the wire and missed the playoffs. And then, of course, they come back and win the championship again in 2014. You can ask Alex Pietrangelo about the year after St. Louis won it in 2019. Of course, you had the weird pandemic and the, that whole thing. I wonder, you mentioned Martinez. Those guys who've won it before, to come back the second year, how might those players' experience be beneficial to you guys?
Oh, immensely. Huge. I mean, even going in the playoffs last year, just to, you know, have the experience that we had, the guys that have won it, you know, to for us to be following them, for them to be leading us, we were very lucky in that department. A lot of guys that have been through it, have been through long playoff runs too. I guess a lot of the, you know, the Golden Knights, the main guys, the Misfits, they had been through it and hadn't won, but just all that experience, you know, really adds up, and it goes a long way. And then obviously, like you said, the guys that, you know, had won it and then played the next year, you know, that goes a long way too. And I was actually talking to Marty the other day, about that. And, you know, he was just saying, you get everybody's best every night, 'cause you're the champs. So, it is tough, but, you know, for them, I was asking him about it going back the next year, him winning, with LA again. And he said that was the lockout year, I think, the shortened season.
12, 13.
Yeah. So, he said it was a little bit different that year, but, it's going to go a long way having those guys, you know, lead the way.
How good was your line yesterday? Will Carey looked. He scored 16 goals last year, and then he had a lower body injury before the playoffs, and he wasn't even supposed to return. He did return, and by his own admission, he didn't think he was himself until game 6 of the Dallas series and then into the final. Then this year he has an upper body ailment, and it really changes the way he can play. Now all that's behind him. He looked fast, he looked powerful, and you and Keegan, like the three of you, you looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to you guys on the radio yesterday, it looks like he hasn't missed a beat, and he was off for several weeks. So it just goes to show, for him, you know, how good a shape he's in and how well he takes care of himself and how professional he is with that. For him to look like he hasn't, you know, missed any time at all. The style he plays, especially, you know, it's not an easy game that he plays. He's every shift he's out there, you know, he's hitting bodies, which, you know, takes a lot of energy out of you, and he's driving hard to the net. Everything he does is at a high pace. So it is a game changer having him in the lineup.
And, he changes the team.
Oh yeah, for he sure. Changes for the sure, team. He brings, you know, so much energy and so much more depth to the team. Yeah, it's obviously huge having him back in the lineup, and you can just see the dynamic changes when he's in.
You just said it just moments ago. The team had an optional morning skate. By the way, our guest is Brett Howden here on Nighttime at Noon. Jack Eichel was talking with the media, and it was asked an open-ended question about different aspects of the team, and he was talking about the goalies, the defense, the forwards, but the first people that he mentioned by name was your line, you and Will and Keegan last night. It's noticeable, and you say it's hard to play the kind of game that Will plays, but boy, it is hard to play against you guys when you, the way that you guys played last night. I mean, you throw the goal into boot, but even, you would have gotten the third assist. Gary's favorite thing is the third assist. You would have gotten that on Carrier's goal. Yeah. Yeah, you make the play to Hanifin, Petrangelo, Carrier tips it in. But, that has to be part of the mindset to make it incredibly hard for other teams to play against you guys.
Yeah, well, I think, for me, I've kind of been back and forth in the middle and the wing. And then, when I go back to the middle and, having Coley and Will on either side, they make it so easy. They're, you know what you're going to get from them. They're super easy to play with. We all have a similar style of game, I think. Same mindset of, getting pucks in and being hard to play against. And, trying to be that energy for the team. So I think, last night for us having our first game together in a while, because I had told you, we played quite a bit my first year together. Yeah. It felt kind of like that again, where we had that, we were reading off each other pretty well, I thought. And that's, that's one game. Obviously, we got to reset and, be ready for tomorrow. You can't just expect that's just always going to happen. But, it was pretty fun for us to kind of have that feeling again and, hopefully do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking of tomorrow, Tampa Bay Lightning. Whenever you say Tampa Bay Lightning to Brett Howden, that's who drafted you. That's where your professional career began, in the American Hockey League in Syracuse. What do you think about when you go up against your original NHL team, the team that drafted you, even though it's been a few years?
It's been a while. I think earlier on it probably meant a little bit more, going up against them when I was playing in New York for the first couple times, but I really didn't spend too much time there. I spent a couple training camps there. I got to know some of the younger guys pretty well, just from development camps and things like that, and my time in Syracuse a little bit. So it's fun to see those guys again and stuff like that. I think for me it probably means a little bit more playing against New York, just because I spent my first couple of years there. But I mean, it is always familiar, playing against them, and kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, and interesting, because I always think about this, guys who were part of the team, a player leaves, that team goes on to win a championship. In Tampa's case, they won two.
Yeah.
Now, here, you moved on, but now you've got a championship yourself, so that's kind of, you could wipe that away, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I played with Nemesikov in New York, and
yep,
he was part of that same deal.
Yeah.
And, he gets traded, and it's just how things go, I guess. They go on to win two Stanley Cups. I'm very fortunate that I got to come here and win one myself. So.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Gary, anything else for Brett?
No, it's 12. We've kept him for a while.
Well, we could chat all day.
Charlie's waiting for him. Hey, we got to go feed him his carrots or whatever he's having today.
Yeah, no worries.
Brett, thanks very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you,
thanks,
guys.
Brett.